请一起一杯心，同心默祷。
Let's prepare a pray in silence.
阿们。
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续我们灵恩会的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we start our spiritual congregation's worship.
来唱赞美诗247首。
Let's sing hymn number 247.
一起跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you. 我们这一堂原本是洗脚礼。
We used to schedule this for foot washing sacrament.
因为我们这一次没有人报名洗礼。
Because we do not have any truth seekers that was converted.
所以我们还是用讲道聚会来跟我们弟兄姐妹相互的勉励。
And we will use these sessions for mutual encouragement using the worship format.
也作为我们等一下圣餐礼的预备。
And as a preparations for our Holy Communion sessions in the next hour.
我们这次的主题是不能震动的国。
The theme for this spiritual convocations is the unshaken kingdom.
来看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
二十五节
，verse 25。
二十五节，你们总要谨慎，不要弃绝那向你们说话，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？二十六节
，26。
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。二十七节
，27。
这再一次的话。是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。二十八节。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。二十九节。因为我们的神乃是烈火。在这里，希伯来书的作者用能够震动的世界。来提醒我们拥有那不能震动的国度。
The author of Hebrews reminded us that using the example of the shaken kingdoms on these physical worlds to remind us what our future will be.
在新约圣经里头，我们看到神用地震来提醒当时的人。
And from the Bible, we see that how God uses the earthquake to remind the people.
比如说主耶稣完成救恩的时候。
So during when Jesus fulfilled his salvation plan,
地大震动
the earth greatly, mightily shaken.
应许的圣灵降临的时候
when the promised Holy Spirit descended,
是地大震动
and the earth has great vibrations.
保罗跟希拉传福音在腓立比的时候
when Paul and Silas were evangelizing in Philippi.
也是地大震动。
We see that the recordings that the earth was greatly vibrating.
今天我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们领受到圣灵。
Today, each and every one of us received the Holy Spirit.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候
，When we are filled with the greatness of the Holy Spirit.
当我们的身体震动的时候
，When our body vibrates.
不晓得被震动的是我们的身体，还是我们的心灵。
And I do not know that whether our body vibrated or what the in our inner spiritual realm is being vibrated and is being moved.
所以在这里，希伯来书的作者提醒我们。
The author of Hebrews remind us once again.
借着那个会震动的世界，还告知我们有一个不震动的国度。
Using the physical world that can be shaken to remind us that there is another kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我们已经得着这个不震动的国度。
We already have received the promise, unshaken kingdom.
就是耶稣基督所应许给我们永生的天国。
That is the promise Jesus Christ has granted unto us the kingdom of heaven.
我们要怎么办呢？
What should we do?
在这里说要存着感恩的心，用虔诚敬畏的心，照着神所喜悦的旨意来服侍他。
With thanksgiving and worship God with acceptable and reverence.
在前天我们已经分享过这个部分。
Two days ago that we have shared this section.
昨天我们也谈到神是烈火。
And yesterday we have shared once again that God is a fiery fire.
神是烈火告诉我们两件事情。
God is a fiery fire remind us to our test.
第一个，神是忌邪的神。
And God is a jealous God.
所以要我们只能单单侍奉他。
That he only wants us to submit totally to him.
第二件事情。
Second test.
告诉我们要追求圣洁。
We have to pursue for holiness.
昨天我们谈到我们要怎么追求圣洁。
Yesterday we shared that how we can pursue for holiness.
我们来看箴言第四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4.
23节。
Verse 23.
四章二十三节，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。二十四节，你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。二十五节，你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。二十六节，要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。二十七节，不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。在这里谈到我们要追求圣洁的几个方法。
Here are several methods that we can pursue for holiness.
昨天我们谈到最重要的要保守我们的心。
Yesterday we mentioned that one of the important points that we have to keep hold of our heart.
就是我们的心思意念。
That is our thoughts and our ideas.
让我们不要起骄傲的心。
Firstly, that we should not show our prideness.
让我们不要有嫉妒的心。
Secondly, that we should not have jealousy.
也让我们不要有贪心。
And thirdly, that we should not be greedy.
接下来在这里还告诉我们要保守我们的言语。
And next, it encourages us that to be watchful for our speeches.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's refer to Matthew.
马太福音的十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
马太十二章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 36.
三十六节，我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。三十七节。
37.
因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。在这里，主耶稣提醒我们。
Jesus once again reminds us.
要小心我们的言语。
We have to be attentive to our speeches.
因为在审判的日子要成为审判我们定我们为义或者是有罪的证据。
Because our speeches during judgment that would declare us either we are acquitted or we are condemned.
这里不是谈到说我们正经八百所说的话。
And this is not just to say that all the words that we speak or we are spoken.
连我们所说的那个闲话也要成为审判的依据。
And so every word that we utter out is also an evidence against us.
所以我们应当要在我们的言语上来追求圣洁。
So in our speech that we should work to become holy.
那我们要怎么样来追求言语的圣洁呢？
And how can we refrain from speaking what is not beneficial?
什么话我们不应当讲？
What are some of the speeches or words that we cannot speak?
同样看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章的三十七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 37.
37节，你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是，若再多说的，就是出于恶者。哦，这里告诉我们，第一个，我们要追求言语的圣洁，就是不要说谎话。
And firstly, the principle is to teach us that we should not lie.
哦，是就说是，不是就说不是。
And yes be yes, and no be no.
哦，或许有人会问说，那个善意的谎言能不能说啊？
And some of the white lies, others may question us, can we do that?
哦，白色的谎言可不可说哦？
Or some of those lies, small lies, white lies.
哎，其实圣经告诉我们哦，是就说是，不是就说不是。
And the Bible exhorts us that what is yes, be yes, no, and be no.
哦，我们可以保持沉默不说话。
Or we can remain silent and quiet.
哦，总比说错话来得好。
It's more beneficial, it's more better than to say what is not correct.
哦，尤其是说谎话哦。
It is bad to say lie.
不应该出自于我们的口。
And that lie should not come out from our mouth.
哦，所以这第一个，我们不要在这个言语上得罪神，就是不要说谎话。
And firstly, from our mouth that we cannot sins against God is not by lying.
哦，再来我们不要说什么话呢？
What are the next type of words that we should not say?
哦，我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4,
29节
verse 29.
29节污秽的言语一句不可出口。我们跳过来看第五章
chapter 5,
第四节
verse 4.
淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜。哦，在这里告诉我们，哦，不要说污秽的话，不要说淫词妄语嬉笑的话。
And here told us not to say of profanity, foolish talks, and so forth.
哦，我们所处的这个世界是越来越败坏的世界。
The world that we live in has decreasing morale.
哦，我们到处都可以听到言辞妄语、污秽的话。
And all around us, that there are speeches that's profanity, foolish, or sometimes silly jokes.
哦，仿佛啊，哦，讲这种话，越是污秽，越是。这个色情这样的人越是好像代表说他越追得上这个潮流跟流行。
As more profanity or more of those humorous sensual humorous joke, this it tries to impress others that they can follow on with the trend of the society.
哦，尤其我们青年人。
We are the younger generations.
哦，在这个团体当中有同侪的压力。
And we have peer pressure among our friends.
哦，在这个受别人的感染之下，在这个压力之下，渐渐的也会跟着说这种话语来。
With the pressures and with the stress that we can see that we have been influenced and to follow the crowd.
哦。所以我们要小心。
We have to be watchful.
不应该在这个言语上来得罪神，来失去我们这个神儿女的身份。
That we should not lose our status as a children of God through our speech.
要符合我们圣徒的体统。
And that we have the resemblance, the characteristic of a Christian.
那除了我们不应该说这些话，那有哪些话我们可以说的？
These are examples that we quoted that cannot say, and what are the examples that we can say?
哦，刚刚我们读的这两处的经文。
These two verses that we read.
哦，除了告诉我们不当说的话，也告诉我们应该说的话。
It tells us the examples that we should not do, and also shows the example that we should do.
哦，二十九节哈，以弗所书三章二十九节的下半段。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, the second portion.
哦，只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Says that anything that can benefit and edify others.
哦，五章的四节的后半段。
Second part of verse 4, chapter 5.
哦，总要说感谢的话。
Give thanksgiving.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们，哦，我们应当说的话。
Here are examples that all those words that we should do.
哦，要多说这个感谢的话，要多说造就人的话。
It encourages us to give thanksgiving praises and also to things that will add, will help and benefit others.
哦，这是我们在言语上我们追求圣洁的方法。
These are examples that through our speech that we can work to become holy.
哦，刚刚我们所读的箴言第四章那里。
In Proverbs chapter 4 we just read.
哦，除了在言语上哦要追求圣洁。
Besides, through our speech that we should work to become holy.
哦，也告诉我们在我们的眼目上也要追求圣洁。
And also through our sight or visions that we have to work to become holy.
哦，主耶稣在世上所行的神迹当中有好几个是让瞎眼的人能够得到医治看见。
Jesus through many of his miracles that he allowed the blind man to see, the blind people to see again.
哦。那我们虽然在肉体上没有瞎眼
physically we are not blind
哦，但是眼目的操练哦，眼目的灵修确实也是我们应当追求圣洁的目标之一
and we should discipline or train our eyes in the spiritual ways
哦，在创世纪第六章那边
in Genesis chapter 6
哦，谈到神的儿子们看到人的女子们漂亮
How it described that the Son of Man has looked upon the beauty of the children of the world.
哦，就随意挑选娶来为妻。
And they selected those beautiful ladies to become their spouse.
哦，这个视觉是人接受信号的感官，哦，可以说是最重要的一个。
And our reflections, our needs is the most easier way for us to how we feel around us.
好，所以人情欲的发动也大部分是从视觉开始的。
And our sensual thoughts or ideas often is a reflection of what our mind thinks about.
我们看始祖亚当夏娃，是怎么样进到试探里头的。
And let us see the ancestor of mankind, Adam and Eve, how they fall into temptations.
看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
三章第六节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 6.
六节，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。在这里记载着始祖犯罪的经过。
And here says the path to the transgressions by the ancestor.
哦，在眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲当中。
And through the sensual of life, pride and of this visions.
我们看到我们的始祖是从眼目的情欲开始的。
And we see that our ancestors fallen away from the visions, from the sight.
看到那个树上的果子啊，悦人的眼目。
The fruit of the tree attracted their eyes.
哦，也好做食物啊。
And it's so good to become food.
是可喜爱的。
And it's pleasing.
哦，能让人有智慧。
And it will give wisdom to man.
哦，如果他不看。
If she refused to see.
他就不会去摘。
Then she would not stretch out her hand to pluck the fruit.
也不会去吃。
And then obviously she would not eat the food.
哎，所以人的情欲往往都是从眼目开始的。
Human sensuals often begins with what we see through our eyes.
哦，撒母耳记下的十一章。
Second Samuel chapter 11.
撒母耳记下十一章记载大卫王的犯罪。
Second Samuel chapter 11 writes about the sins of David.
哦，我们看十一章的第二节。
Second Samuel chapter 11 verse 2.
二节，一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个妇人沐浴，容貌甚美。三节
，three，
大卫就差人打听那妇人是谁，有人说她是以连的女儿，赫人乌利亚的妻拔示巴。四节
，four，
大卫差人去将妇人接来，哦，那时她的月经才得洁净，她来了，大卫与她同房，她就回家去。五节。
Five.
于是她怀了孕，打发人告诉大卫说：“我怀了孕。”哦，在这里我们看到大卫犯罪的经过。
And here we see that how David sinned and the sequence.
也是从眼目开始的。
He falls because of his what he see.
看到八十八在沐浴。
And she saw that Bathsheba was taking a bath.
哦，就 心动了。
And this excited him.
哦，就有所行动了。
And that he followed out with his action.
就陷到罪恶当中。
And that he's fallen into sin.
哦，所以我们呢，应该要哦，像约伯一样。
We should learn from Job.
要跟我们的眼睛立约。
And to make an agreement with our eyes.
哦，约伯跟他的眼睛立约，不恋恋张望处女。
And that he make a covenant with his eyes that he will not look at any virtuous woman.
哦，所以我们也应当保守我们眼目的洁净。
And therefore, we have to preserve our eyes to see what we see.
哦，刚刚我们谈到我们生活在这个淫乱的世代里头。
We just mentioned that we live in this not so good society.
哦，不单是哦，我们啊经常会哦听到哦。这个污秽的言语。
We often heard about profanities.
哦，我们会经常看见哦，那个啊、污秽的哦，这个媒体哦。
And we often been we often seen that X-rated media.
哦，无论是这个杂志，或者是网络。
The sources may comes from magazine, published materials or from the internet.
哦，影片也好，哦，图片也好。
Or from pictures or from movies.
哦，都是要哦借着我们的这个眼目的情欲啊，让我们陷在哦，让我们陷在罪恶当中。
The lust of the eyes that will entrap us into sin.
哦，以前魔鬼是在外面的。
In the past, the devil is roaming around outside.
哦，要人去找他，然后才会被引诱犯罪。
Man has to go into the draw near to the devils, and that man begins to commit sin.
哦，现在魔鬼都进到家里来了。
Today Satan's already the devil has already entered into our home.
怎么登堂入室的
？And how did they enter into the home?
哦，借着电视，借着网络。
The devil come into our homes through televisions and also through internet.
哦，进到我们每一个人的家庭里头。
It already has entered and live into every home.
哦，所以我们真的哦，要谨慎哦，我们要追求我们眼目的洁净。
And therefore, we have to preserve and keep hold of the purity of our eyes.
哦，刚刚我们谈到说，哦，在言语上哦，不可以说，除了不可以说的话哦，要追求。当说的话，同样我们在眼目的哦，这个圣洁上也是一样。
We have mentioned that in our speech we cannot say any profanity, and we shall do something. Likewise, in the eyes that we have the same teaching.
那我们要怎么看呢
？What should we see, or what should we look at?
看保罗看罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书十二章的三节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 3。
三节，我凭着所是我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎中道。哦，在这里啊，保罗教导我们要怎么看。
And here Paul teaches how we should view or see a perspective.
尤其是怎么看自己啊？
How do we see ourselves?
哦，这里说啊，要看自己，不要过于所当看的。
And that we should not highly overrate ourselves.
要看得合乎中道。
That we should be a sober judgment.
哦，我们经常看自己，不是过于所当看，把自己看得太高啊，不然就是啊，把自己看得太扁。
Sometimes we do not have a good judgment of ourselves. Either we exaggerated ourselves or we despise ourselves.
哦，我们不要骄傲，但是也不需要妄自菲薄。
And we should not show our pride, nor should we be a slacken behind.
哦，我们要看自己哦，要合乎中道。
And we should look at ourselves at the best.
哦，再来。
Next.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
二章同样第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
二章三节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。哦，在这里，哦，同样谈到看，哦，这是看别人，哦。
And how we see, how we judge, how we connote another person.
这里说看别人要看别人比自己强。
We should view others better than ourselves.
这个是圣经教导我们所当看的。
And this is what the Bible teaches that how others would see us.
能够看自己，能够看的啊，能够看得懂自己，也能够看得懂别人呢。
That we are able to see ourselves and understand ourselves and see others and understand others.
这个也是圣经里头所教导我们的。
These are the teachings from the Bible.
所以我们在研牧上，我们要追求灵修。
And so in our eyes that we have to work for our spirituality.
那最后一个
The lastly.
箴言那边说要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道，不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
Lastly is that how do we walk our ways?
这里谈到脚的灵修就是行为啦。
This is how we walk resemblance of our behaviors.
我们的行为要追求圣洁。
Our behaviors we should pursue for holiness.
要坚定我们所行的。
And to do right what we do.
也要远离那个不当行的道。
And that we should avoid those ways that we should not walk.
那我们要怎么样坚定我们所行的，来帮助我们追求圣洁？
And how can we determine what we should do and make ourselves become holy?
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章的二十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22。
二十二节，你要逃避少年人少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。在这里谈到说我们要怎么样坚定我们所行的。
And here it tells us that how we can practice what we do.
就是我们应当要有属灵的同伴。
Firstly, encourage us that we should have a spiritual partners.
互相扶持，互相帮助。
And that we support each other.
来追求那个所当这个所当行的事情。
And to walk on to work towards what we should do.
就是公义、信德、仁爱、和平等等。
And there's pursue righteousness, faith, love, and so forth.
但以理。
Daniel.
他有三个好朋友。
He has three good friends.
所以虽然身处在巴比伦。
Even though they live in Babylon,
他们能够互相代祷，彼此劝勉。
They are able to pray for one another. They are they can mutually help one another.
他们不以王的酒、王的膳食来玷污他们自己。
They do not want to be defiled by what the king's food has.
他们在吃的东西上面也力求保守圣洁。
And in all the food that they eat every day, they try to make themselves separate and holy.
但以理有三个好朋友。
Daniel has three good friends.
大卫他也有约拿丹。
David has Jonathan.
所以我们也应当追求属灵的同伴。
And we should find a good spiritual partners.
圣经告诉我们，滥交朋友自取败坏。
And the Bible encourages us that if we befriend bad friends, it will turn us not a good one.
所以我们应当要谨慎我们的这个交友。
And so we have to select a good friends.
多交好朋友。
That we should make friends that who can help us.
远离不好的朋友。
And try to avoid those friends that has bad influence.
这样就能够坚定我们所行的道。
And therefore we can walk in the way that we want.
那再来我们就是要远离罪恶不当行的路。
And do not walk in the ways of the sin.
在这里告诉我们提摩太后书二章说要逃避少年的私欲。
And 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22 encourage that we should flee all wicked ways.
让我们能够追求圣洁。
That we can pursue for holiness.
那要怎么样逃避这个远离罪恶，逃避不当行的道呢？
And how can we avoid all those filthy and deceitfulness and filthiness?
第一个我们就应当要敬畏神。
Firstly, that we have to we have to honor or reverence God.
约瑟被他的哥哥们卖到埃及去。
We know that Joseph was sold by his brother to Egypt.
哦，后来在波提法家里，哦，好不容易当上了管家。
And he became a taker for Potiphar.
哦，但是却受到他的女主人的挑逗诱惑。
And Joseph was tempted by his mistress.
哦，约瑟怎么样胜过
？And how did Joseph overcome？
哦，我们来看。约瑟怎么胜过这个考验
？And let's see how Joseph overcome these temptations.
来看创世纪
，Genesis
三十九章
，Chapter 39，
创世纪三十九章第九节。
Genesis chapter 39 verse 9.
九节在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？约瑟为什么能够胜过肉体的软弱
？And how can Joseph overcome his physical weakness？
因为他心中敬畏神。
Because in himself that he honored God.
好，一个人如果心中懂得敬畏神
，If one understands how to honor God,
他就能够胜过这个肉体的情欲。
Then he can overcome the temptations of the flesh.
所以敬畏神也是我们这个世代我们应当不断的提醒不断的要追求的。
Reverence God is what this generation of people shall do.
我们这个世代，他很强调这个要对我们的儿，尤其在儿女的教育上特别强调要爱心呢。
And this generation teaches that we have to love our children, and this is what they taught.
要尊重
，and to respect.
但是圣经里头怎么教导我们
？But what does the Bible teach us？
应当要用杖来管教我们的儿女。
That we should use rod to discipline our children.
应当照神的这个教训来教导我们的儿女。
And that we have to teach our children according to what the teaching of God is.
一个这个为人儿女的，如果你连你自己的父母亲都不尊重的话
，As the children, if you do not respect your blood related parents,
你也不会尊重那个看不见的神。
You will all otherwise you will not honor God that you cannot see.
所以这个也是我们今天为人父母亲，我们应当要清楚明白的。
And this is the duty. This is what our parents today should understand.
才能够避开这个世俗错误的教导这个潮流。
Then we can overcome this misunderstanding and the trend of this society.
让我们的儿女懂得敬神，也懂得爱人。
That we can let our children understand that how they can love man and also honor God.
再来我们要怎么样远离罪恶
？And next, how can we stay away from sin?
逃避私欲呢
？And to flee away from temptations.
除了我们要敬畏神之外
，Besides humans honoring God.
再来，我们应当要顺从圣灵的带领。
And next, that we have to trust upon the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
看加拉太书
，Galatians
第五章
，Chapter 5，
五章十六节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 26。
十六节，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。十七节，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意的。十八节，但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。在这里告诉我们
，It encourages us through these verses，
应当要顺从圣灵。
That we have to be to honor or to be led by the Holy Spirit，
顺从他的引导。
And to follow His guide, the Holy Spirit guidance.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And that we should not quench this movement of the Holy Spirit.
昨天在 在这个 Q&A 的时候，小弟有转达连总的一个真理研究的报告。
Yesterday during Q&A sessions that I have just reported about one of the resolutions from the Truth Research Committee.
谈到说这个我们的共信之道得圣灵以说灵言说方言为凭据。
And that our belief is that once you receive the Holy Spirit, your tongue will utter, and that is the evidence.
圣灵充满更是如此
And when you have been filled with the abundance of the Holy Spirit, that's another evidence.
但是为什么会有人会讨论这个提案呢？
Then you may ask that why is there people that will raise this question?
这个圣灵充满不一定会说灵言。
That you be, when one been filled with the abundance of Holy Spirit, you will not speak in the spiritual tongues.
那可见呢、我们有少部分的同龄误认为这个圣灵就等于是在祷告的时候身体震动说灵言而已，而没有圣灵的果子。
In other words, there are some members that have understanding that when you have been filled abundantly with the Holy Spirit, that you will have body movements and vibrations, but you do not have really that fullness of the Spirit in you.
在信仰生活上看不见那个圣灵所结的果子
And that in their daily life, that you cannot see that how they reflect the life of Christians.
我们看22节。
Let's skip to verse 22.
22节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
23.
在这里告诉我们这个得圣灵的人应当要有这些表现。
And one that in this verse encourages us that one when you receive the Holy Spirit will have these attributes.
那所以今天为什么会让弟兄姐妹质疑说这个得圣灵是不是讲方言呢？
And therefore, this is what the issue that we have today. When one receives the Holy Spirit, when will one speak in tongues?
或许他们看见说有些弟兄姐妹祷告的时候这个。动作很大声音很大。
And you may see that some members, when they pray, they have a great body vibrations and they have a loud voice.
好像圣灵充满。
It feels them, they have been filled with the Holy Spirit abundantly.
但是在生活上却看不到圣灵当结的果子来当有的生活表现。
But in their daily life, that you can see their reactions are otherwise do not show the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
原因在哪里？
What are the reasons?
原因就是没有顺从圣灵的带领。
They did not follow the guidance or the leadings of the Holy Spirit.
消灭圣灵的感动。
And they quench the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们应当要顺从圣灵。
And therefore, we have to follow the Holy Spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And we do not suppress or quench the Holy Spirit.
这样我们就能够逃避私欲。
Then we can flee from all temptations.
远离罪恶的道路。
And that we can live far away from the ways of the destructions.
所以我们如果能够像箴言第四章这里所说的。
If we can follow what Proverbs chapter 4 encourages us,
在我们的心思上
in our thoughts,
在我们的言语上
in our speech,
在我们的眼目上
in our what we see,
在我们的行为上
in our behaviors,
都能够追求圣洁
that we can pursue for holiness,
那我们就能够成为神所选召我们要建立的祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
Then we can qualify to be the holy priest and to be a special chosen people for His kingdom.
就能配得神那个不会震动的国度。
Then we are worthy to accept the unshaken kingdom.
求主耶稣保守帮助我们。
May the Lord help us and guide us.
我们这一节就跟大家分享，勉励到这里。
And this is our sharing for these sessions.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen.